Okay, Janet, this.
Hi.
Hi. If you would introduce yourself, please.
Yes, my name is Janet Lukes. I'm from Spearfish, South Dakota. And I had an idea while I was sitting in my tree stand last fall about an idea for a new hunter license. And thank you for letting me speak on behalf of this petition. It's something I very, very much believe in. I've been an instructor at the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Becoming an Outdoor Woman for different classes. And I've noticed that a lot of those women especially finally have confidence and excitement about being able to learn new skills. At that Game Fish and Parks weekend, a lot of those women are able to get their hunter safety course, and then there's nothing they can do with it in the fall. All the drawings are done by that time. And I thought, I wonder why there isn't a tag specifically for first-time adult hunters. And so I thought about it, and I thought, maybe there is a way to do that. And so I have this, I had this proposal. So, and as a former educator, I do know the importance of when somebody is excited about something to tap into that energy right now, or it may be gone. And so my proposal is similar to the youth tag. All the requirements, I believe, should be similar to the youth tag, a one-time, first-time hunter's deer tag only. So it would be only for 1 year, and that's it, for an antlerless deer tag in the state of South Dakota. I did talk with Scott Simpson on the phone once I submitted this petition, and we talked about the possibility of withdrawing the part that I had put in there, and your list, it would be number 4 and number 5, about those who have completed hunter safety. Because for youth tags, if you are 16, 17, or 18, you do not need to have that requirement. And so we talked about that possibility of me voluntarily withdrawing that provision of hunt safety just for this one-time deer tag. And again, it would only be for residents of South Dakota who have never had a deer tag before. So.
Okay, thank you. So it's a group that does not qualify for the youth, and they're too late to get in on the deer drawings in the fall. So there's kind of a gap in there.
There is a gap.
You're trying to fill that.
I'm trying to fill that gap.
Okay. Are there questions for Janet?
Mr. Chairman?
Kathy?
Is there a reason to take away the requirement for the hunt safe course? Knowing as
I think the reason is I really believe that that's important, mm-hmm. but Game Fish and Parks already has in that 16, anyone who's 16, 17, or 8, actually anyone who's 16 or older don't need that requirement, and so that's kind of where Scott and I had that discussion.
So you can still promote it, but it is.
Absolutely. Young, I think it's really important.
As an adult, the hunt safe course is important.
Right. But the provision would still be the same as, like, you know, it'd be sort of like an apprentice where you have to be with a licensed hunter, same as a youth tag. You know, you would still have to be with, or you would still have to be with, is it with a licensed hunter they have to be with for youth?
Just
no.
Responsible.
A responsible adult.
Any others? Okay. Yes, Commissioner Phillips.
Commissioner Phillips here. My question is, you said if someone is ready to go hunting and they're an adult and they're not eligible for this, a youth tag, your comment was there's nothing else they can do about it because the draws are all done. There's several hunting seasons in South Dakota that don't require draws, like pheasant hunting, etc. They're
true.
Eligible now to go out and take part in those.
Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking of is those people, especially, and I specifically was thinking about the women at Becoming Outdoor Women's, which is a fall class. Once that's done, for example, in the Black Hills, there was no turkey season. in the fall, all the draws are done for deer. I'm thinking more along the lines of big game. They absolutely can hunt, of course, you know.
You're thinking more along the lines of getting them in the deer pool right
away. I'm specifically thinking as a deer tag.
Thank you.
Commissioner Jensen?
Commissioner Gary Jensen, I move approval of her petition.
I would second that.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Tony?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tony Life, Director of the Wildlife Division here. Just want to clarify that the proposal would be to accept the petition without the two provisions in there about hunt safe or with or without those. And again, the point is that the conversation that Scott did have with our petitioner, Ms. Lukes.
You did, you said
all right. is that, you know, right now state statute says once you turn 16, you don't need to have hunt safe to go hunting. And that's where it kind of gets into a little bit of that rub place between what statute says and what a commission requirement could be imposed upon a license. And that's essentially the basis of it. And again, I think hunt safe should be encouraged, and I think we're all in agreement there. But as opposed to making it a requirement, that's where we get some challenges because of what state statute relieves that requirement once you turn age 16. So the department is more than willing to put this together. We would envision this does become a part of the youth deer hunting chapter. And in fact, we would envision renaming that the apprentice hunting chapter or something of that nature. But I see the mechanism there for us to be able to put this into place using the existing chapter that we have with some changes. And it's certainly worthwhile of a hearing in May and see where we go from there.
Okay, so we'll bring this forward then. That's the only two suggestions maybe that you would change on the petition.
And if my understanding was correct, she was withdrawing those two components of it and then offering the rest.
Yes.
If okay. I understand.
That is correct.
That's okay.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
I think that'll work well.
Okay.
Which
that's good with you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We've had the motion. All in favor of the motion would say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, it is approved. We'll bring it forward then.
Thank you very much.
With that, I believe we'll